Hour number two, chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. He's Big Joe Dubin, Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier on the ones and twos, and now joined by former Titans offensive lineman and living legend, Zach Piller. And we have a goal today. Zach has started his Instagram account. You're at 186 followers. We're going to get you over 200 before this segment is over.
That would be amazing. Thank you so much for having me.
That's what we're going to do. At Zach Piller Design 69. Zach Zach Piller Design 69.
That's right.
It's that simple.
That's it.
Go follow Zach
on 200.
Instagram.
I'm paying for this segment. Let's go, boys. I'm the only person in the building not getting paid.
I don't think that's true. But
that's very true. All right, now we got.
Check the books.
We got Rick Stockstill coming up 10:30. And I love
Coach Stockstill.
How do you have a connection with him?
He recruited me out of high school to Clemson, and I can tell you my great story. I visited Clemson, and when I got into the motel room, they had a big giant cookie cake for me. Had my name on it, my number on it, and a big tiger paw.
Nice.
And I housed that thing. Housed it. And the second that I took the last like chocolate chip with the orange frosting. You know, it's the big cookie
cake.
Yeah,
right.
You ready for dinner? yes, sir. So Coach Stockstill was wonderful. He knew I wasn't going to make it at Clemson, though. We ran down the hill. It was super cool, but I was sitting in Waffle House at midnight. Everything had closed. I knew I was not going to be going to Clemson. That was it.
But you went to Georgia Tech.
I went to Georgia Tech. I assumed that they were giving out degrees. That's what I heard on the visit. And I wanted to play I was playing defensive line. I visited Texas, Clemson, Georgia Tech, unofficial to Auburn, and Syracuse University.
Whoa.
Yep. It was awesome, but it snowed. And decided Georgia Tech because my family was out of Tallahassee. I didn't get recruited by the top five schools, Florida State, Miami. That's where I wanted to go.
Florida State, you're in the backyard. You grew up in Tallahassee. Didn't recruit you?
They did not recruit me. I was new to the game. We can get into it. I didn't start playing football till my sophomore year in high school. I was a basketball player up to that point, and I didn't really even play my sophomore year. I learned the game. The summer before my junior year, and then my junior and senior year, I played pretty well and got recruited by the top 25 schools.
Who was your coach at Georgia Tech?
I had Bill Lewis, who got fired midway through the season, and then George O'Leary was my defensive line coach. I started 7 out of 11 games. I played all 11 games, had 37 tackles. I was I considered myself one of the worst nose guards in the ACC in 1995.
Then you decided to go to Gainesville.
Yep. There was an incident that happened that we'll get into depth over it if we want, if I continue to pay for segments, that got me to get to University of Florida. I always said I was using Georgia to get to Florida, and this was before the transfer portal, and you didn't want to have you had to have your release. So I didn't want to ask for my release and not know where I was going. Well, FSU was going to offer me. So I asked for my release, but O'Leary wouldn't release me to the ACC.
Right.
So it got pretty heated. So I got out of there, and Butch Davis called me, University of Miami. Mm-hmm. And then I ended up, Coach Spurrier, I had been calling Coach Spurrier, or Coach Collins, Jim Collins, the recruiting coordinator, and they didn't have anything for me. But then an offensive lineman quit, and so Coach Spurrier called me Sunday night. I canceled on Butch Davis, my mom, my stepdad, and I drove down to Gainesville. Coach Spurrier looked me over for a couple hours, showed me the campus, and made an offer. And I signed right there, thankfully.
Did you have to sit out 95?
I sat out 95 the year we lost to Nebraska in the Fiesta Bowl. I learned how to play offensive line. And then I was the starting left tackle for the Sugar Bowl National Championship team.
Wow.
It's pretty cool.
So what was like some of your early interactions like with Coach Spurrier?
I mean, my earliest was him being really actually pretty cool to me on our visit. He spent probably a couple hours with us, which I had heard he doesn't really spend a lot of time with anybody.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and then he, when he offered me, you know, I made sure that I had to get my name on the piece of paper because he said, all right, well, all right, Zachy, we're going to offer you. And I said, all right, well, where do I sign, coach? Where do I sign? So I was like, well, before I leave, I have to sign something. So I did. Make it official.
Yeah, you got to get that official.
I can get into my Coach Spurrier stories. We have plenty of segments. I got time for that. Not today, maybe, but Spurrier's my man. I love Coach Spurrier. He's a legend. Coach, you're a legend. You're an angel in my life.
So are you still Florida State a little bitter they didn't get the hometown boy, or are you happy with where you went at Florida?
Oh, 100% happy. No, just more happy than never bitter. I mean, I have, like, Kevin Long, who is a seminal, you know, who played here for the Titans, is my boy. I just talked to him last night.
It's Samari Roll.
Samari Roll. I can bring up a bunch of guys that I know. Unfortunately, I just lost a guy that I knew, a guy named Chad Bates, just passed away at 49 years old, had a heart attack. Yeah, just recently. It was Kevin Long's roommate. That's why I talked to him. But life is fragile. That's why we all need to be thankful on this Wednesday. What is it, Thanksgiving Eve? I'm super thankful for my health and my family and for you guys.
Well, we're thankful beyond for you, that, too. I want to ask you about this, and don't get mad at me because it was a loss, but what was it like playing in Neyland Stadium in 98 in that game?
Yeah. I mean, I never really have watched that game until I don't watch it through, but what I tell people is that I was on that field goal that was missed, unfortunately. We lost in overtime 20-17 and had 5 turnovers to 0 turnovers. And I'm that's pretty heartbreaking. I didn't know that stat. But that poor kicker, Coach Spurrier, who, I mean, he did not lose that game for us, Cooper Collins. And I don't mean to bring up his name, but he said, Coach Spurrier, I was sitting right there. All right, my man, you're not going to kick for us anymore.
Wow.
That was it. And so we had a walk-on kicker the rest of the season.
Goodness.
That's how he did it.
All right.
All right.
Well, it's our fault for putting you out there.
Oh, wow.
Yes, sir.
But, though, Zach, you never lost to Peyton Manning.
I'm 3-0 against Peyton Manning in college. And I actually looked up my stats because we just moved to Nolensville. I was 44-6 in college at University of Florida. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Now that's 50 very games. Good.
Now you got my head racing that he
that's
lost.
That's very good.
FSU was one. Tennessee was one.
Yeah.
I think you would have had Georgia in those
days. We lost to Georgia once.
That's 3.
Mm-hmm. We lost to LSU on a Saturday night when we were number 1.
Oh, that's right.
I popped my hammy in that game.
That's right.
Was early. Nebraska, or did you get Nebraska?
Nebraska, early? I count that.
Yeah.
And we lost to FSU twice.
FSU twice.
We lost in the 96 season, the last game of the season.
Hey.
And then we jumped in the Sugar Bowl because Nebraska lost to A&M.
That's right.
Ohio State or Arizona State beat Ohio State.
Can I ask you about the brawl on Bourbon Street before the Sugar Bowl? Were you part of that?
Yes, I was the whole – I was that. Yes, sir.
Oh, man.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll talk about that.
It's gotten worse this week.
Okay, we have to get this story. More with Zach Piller coming up next. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase McKay, Big Joe Dubin, Zach Piller hanging out with you on this Wednesday. We set the goal of getting Zach's Instagram account over 200 followers. Zach Piller Design 69. He was at 186 when we started. He's at 195 now.
That's awesome. That's 9, by the way. A huge number for me.
Say it again, Chase. Say it again.
Zach Piller Design 69 on Instagram. Wes in Hermitage on our text line says, tell Zach that I'm about to share his account on all my socials. I have 230,000 followers online, so it should help.
Ooh.
All I expect in return is a 2-decade-old Slim Jim. Thanks, bro. Happy early turkey day, fellas.
Yes.
Here it is. It's yours. It's Savage. It's Savage, and it's yours.
Ooh,
yeah. I don't have Facebook. I share everything on MySpace, so hopefully that's hitting some of y'all.
It'll do it. Before the break, we talked about the Bourbon Street. We don't want to get into all the details, but, I mean, you guys won the national championship.
I know the details.
Yeah, you were a big part of that team on Bourbon Street, but the confidence that you had, because you guys just lost to FSU to go back out and beat them again in the national championship, why were you so confident?
Well, I had blown my knee out against Vanderbilt, believe it or not. Well, remember the 96 game that we barely won 24-17, I think.
That's right.
So the play before, Danny Werfel gets hit, fumble sack, scoop and score. I think they tie it. I had gotten hurt on the play before, and I had tore my PCL, which is a rare ligament in your knee. It's a long story. Funny story. As I am being carted off the field at Vanderbilt with my helmet on, I was hit in the face with a potato.
From a Vanderbilt fan?
100.
How dare them.
The beautiful thing of this potato was they had the courtesy to bake it or microwave it because it exploded in my helmet. It was soft. So it was a very Three Stooges-esque situation that not only did I blow my knee out at Vanderbilt on that really tough turf to Woody Woodenhofer, who is an amazing man, God rest his soul. Great coach. Had 4 Super Bowls.
He did. Mm-hmm. With the Steelers.
Legend. But I got hit with a potato.
I'm so sorry.
And then I missed it's a very long story. I think I came back pretty quick and played a little bit in the Alabama game. Coach Spurrier said, you're not going to play. And then Mo Collins went down, and then I had to play. And then I just rehabbed my knee. And, you know, confidence is like money, hard to get and easy to lose. So I had a lot of liquid courage prior to walking into the Cat's Meow.
In Bourbon Street,
and felt pretty confident. And I saw some defensive linemen, and I just decided it was time to get this party started. I sang some pretty good lyrics to Burning Down the House by Talking nice. Heads. Yeah, and I love Revenge of the Nerds, and it fired me up, and I just decided to pull one. Coach Spurrier, we have a very, 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 very intimate story we could talk about. I knew I was not going to be on the team come Sunday if we had lost.
Wow. Why is that? Because everything you did and said?
Yes, sir.
You made the paper, though, Zach, in New Orleans. Congrats.
Dan Lebatard wrote, song for Pillar, Hit the Road, Zach.
But it worked out.
It worked out.
It certainly worked out.
It did work out. Thank you, Coach Spurrier.
It did. You wanted to talk about being thankful today. I know Thanksgiving's tomorrow, but it's a whole new meaning for you, correct?
Well, it's just thankful. Just I hope everybody is thankful, but just wanted to say how thankful I am for my health and for my family and for all my friends and everybody that's reached out to me recently. And I hope everybody feels the same way. You know, that people are stuck in traffic or dealing with stressing over family or getting one place or another, but at the end of the day, just take a second and realize how grateful, how good we have it, and I hope everybody takes that to heart.
Amen. Exactly. What hit you to make you thankful? I mean, we all hit some point like, I need to be thankful. Was it a moment for you or a situation or?
I mean, I think I'm going through a bunch of series of moments in my life, maybe looking back on my life and realizing that I need to be more grateful and thankful. And so maybe that's why I'm stepping out a little bit more from behind the curtain.
Like Jelly Roll said, man, there's a reason your rearview mirror is smaller than your windshield.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a good – I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, I love Jelly Rolls, but they're the Debbie Cakes. I love them. Like I house many Jelly Rolls. But, no, I want to give a shout-out to King Drummy. He's a Brentwood High legend that came to Neighbors last week. He has Down syndrome, and he runs the show. He only can get a free dessert, though. He can't get anything else. Anywho, And then I also went out to a little bowling thing for Rally Foundation had, which I'm trying to hype that up, Rally Foundation. There was a little girl, I don't want to cry, but she's battling brain cancer. So they had a bowling event I wanted to mention. And then Olivia Blair has been helping me with my Instagram. I know I don't have a lot of posts, but she's battling breast cancer, and she had her last chemo. So everybody out there, just understand that certainly things could be worse.
Sure.
And I wish I could be more grateful, but I'm not. But that's neither here nor there. So let's go back to the other
stuff. No. Tell us more about the Rally Foundation. I know it's important to you.
Well, I mean, we can get there. I mean, that's what I'm building up to an event that we'll put on. But we're actually at Neighbors. We're doing the Last Minute Toy Store. That's a big event that we collect toys, and it's a big thing. Everybody know Catfish Jacob, the guy that threw the catfish in the finals. He's a huge ambassador of the Last Minute Toy Store.
Yes,
so look that up. He got us involved. We collect toys at all of our neighbor locations, even though they're my wife's locations. I was banned about a month ago, but I'm allowed back in.
Good for you.
So I'm playing it straight today, boys. I want everybody to look at my shirt.
Yeah, I like that. That's good.
I'll do it before and after, because I lost 100 pounds in 2023.
Wow.
And I didn't really work that hard to do it. I just manifested it. Just want everybody to know. Power of the mind.
That's what I
need. Power of the mind, y'all.
All right, so if I'm going to – anybody's going to the Neighbors in the next couple of weeks, bring an unwrapped toy?
Not yet. Or probably.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, if you wanted to start doing it, that's fine. I'm pointing to this. I have one friend. I mean, I probably have a couple more.
Yeah.
But one friend called me. I know. And he said I mentioned that we haven't had a great tight end since Frank Wycheck. And that's wrong. That's BS. Delanie Walker.
Yep. And then you got the jersey.
Right here, buddy.
And Delanie,
I apologize.
It?
Well, we got this at a charity auction.
Was Delanie a size one? Good
Look
Lord.
Isn't this amazing? I love this thing. I want to get it framed and put it up at the bar, but it's really a gorgeous jersey with this.
Oh, yeah. 100 years.
I don't want to put it, you know, which way do you put it? But anywho, Delanie, in the community, you know, on the football field, classy individual.
Well, yeah,
I didn't want to forget him.
All right,
and I know that D-Mace – I don't want to touch on that. I think he got offended. I just want to be thankful that D-Mace is my teammate. He played 15 years. You know, I played nine training camps. So I'm not going to push his buttons. I think he's
badass. I mean,
I mean, I think he retired as a Raven, but he is. No question. A badass.
He is.
Raven, but he's good.
Well,
I mean, I know he played Titans 8.
That's right.
Ravens 6.
Yep, and then Jets and Texans in his last year.
Yeah.
So it's
he. You know,
I mean, then he. What did he do? A 1 day contract with who?
Well, like Baltimore.
Oh,
right. I don't want to. I don't want to do it. All I want to do is be grateful.
Well, we're
thankful. Thankful, right, Nick? That's all I want. I'm not pushing.
Well, we're grateful. Thankful. You're
thank
here.
You, guys.
You're another one of your former teammates, Chris Sanders. He said he's thankful for you and the rest of us.
I appreciate all my teammates. I try to get these guys together as best I can. I know we're out there like little
202, by the way.
202?
Yep.
We're out there like little kind of wars. You know, I just want to just stay in the right. Aren't we doing celebrity birthdays, you guys?
No, we're doing that later because we got to talk to Rick Stocksdale.
You can come back later if you want to.
Yeah, you can hang.
Well, is Coach Stocksdale? Do I get to talk to Coach?
You most certainly can.
Yes, you can. He's going to join us in just a few
minutes.
All
right, we'll do it next. Don't go anywhere.
Okay. All right. He's Zach Piller, Titans legend.
202.
Joining us. Yeah, 202. Follow him on Twitter. Instagram. Yeah, Zach Piller Design 69. That's on Instagram. Zach Piller Design 69 is at 202 followers.
Wow.
Let's shoot for 210 now.
Can we post something today? Like,
yeah,
I don't even
we'll
know.
Do a post.
It's a story. Can somebody tweet or text or whatever they do here? What is more popular, a tweet or a post or a story?
Story. I think story gets more attention.
And we highlight them.
We'll do a story during the break. How about that?
Let's tell a story.
Rick Stocksdale going to join us next. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.